Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 21st, 2026, and we have some exciting updates and technical discussions lined up for you. We'll dive into the recent improvements in Linux that benefit AMD's older GPUs, enhancements in KDE Plasma that leverage modern GPU capabilities, and a few community insights. So let's get started. Headline overview. 1. Linux 7.0 has landed a fix for a long-standing bug affecting AMD Hainan GPUs. 2. KDE Plasma 6.7 introduces support for 3D LUTs in KWin, optimizing resource usage for modern GPUs. 3. Community discussions are ongoing regarding AMD GPU investments and performance considerations. Deep dive. Let's kick things off with the significant news about Linux 7.0. This release has addressed a bug that has plagued AMD's GCN 1.0 Hainan GPUs for years. Specifically, this bug, which was reported back in 2021, caused the Radeon R5 M430 mobile discrete GPU to hang when operating at high performance levels. This issue emerged around the time of the Linux 5.4 kernel, while previous versions like 4.xx did not exhibit this problem. The good news is that the fix is relatively straightforward. It involved a minor patch to both the legacy Radeon kernel graphics driver and the modern AMD GPU kernel graphics driver, specifically adjusting rules around the maximum shader clock speed for certain PCI device IDs, namely 0x6660 and 0x666F. By adding these device IDs to the shader clock workaround, the developers successfully resolved the GPU hang issue. This fix has been merged into Linux 7.0 and is marked for stable kernels, which means users with affected Hainan GPUs can expect an update soon. This is a fantastic example of how community-driven development continues to support legacy hardware, ensuring that users can still benefit from their investments in AMD technology even years later. Now let's transition to some exciting developments in the KDE Plasma environment. The latest release, Plasma 6.7, is making strides by adding support for 3D LUTs in KWin, which stands for K Window Manager. This is significant because 3D LUTs, or 3D lookup tables, allow for more sophisticated color management and can help reduce the resource load on GPUs that support color pipelines in hardware. This feature is particularly beneficial for users who work with color-sensitive applications, as it allows for more accurate color representation without heavily taxing the GPU. The integration of 3D LUTs in KWin means that users can expect smoother performance and better color fidelity, which is crucial for graphic designers and video editors alike. In addition to the 3D LUT support, Plasma 6.7 introduces several other enhancements. For instance, it now displays time zone offsets in the digital clock widget and allows users to reverse the order of items in the system tray widget. There are also performance optimizations, such as faster screen undimming and reduced CPU and GPU load for full screen windows in direct scan-out mode. These updates collectively enhance the user experience and demonstrate KDE's ongoing commitment to optimizing resource utilization. Switching gears, let's touch on some community insights. Recently, a Reddit thread sparked discussions about whether users are getting their money's worth from AMD GPUs. This is a common concern in the tech community, especially as new generations of GPUs are released. Users often weigh the performance of their current hardware against the latest offerings. While some users express concerns about potential obsolescence, others highlight the longevity of AMD's architecture and the support provided through software updates, like the ones we've discussed today. This conversation reflects a broader trend in the industry, where the value proposition of hardware is often tied to not just the initial purchase price, but also ongoing software support and performance optimizations that can extend the life of older hardware. Closing thought: as we look ahead, it's clear that AMD is committed to both innovation and support for its existing user base. The fixes in Linux 7.0 for legacy GPUs and the enhancements in KDE Plasma 6.7 are just a glimpse of how AMD continues to adapt and evolve in a fast-paced technological landscape. It's an exciting time to be part of the GPU development community, and I encourage all of you to keep an eye on these developments and participate in discussions that shape the future of our tools and technologies. That wraps up today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more insights and updates from the world of AMD GPUs.